Today we come to study Mormonism. My first introduction to Mormonism was when visiting some homes in the Bournemouth area where I live on behalf of a local evangelical church. So here I was then knocking on some doors in the Bournemouth area with a local evangelical church. Knocking on one particular door, I received an extremely warm welcome. I was politely invited into a nicely well-kept home. My first thoughts were, wow, what a friendly couple. This must be a Christian home. Well, that's what I thought. You may well ask, well, what other suggestions were there that these were Christians? I mean, there are polite atheists, aren't there, living in our districts? Well, yes, but they did have a high interest in the Bible as I began to speak of its contents. But no, there was something missing. There was something wrong in the conversation, something that was jarring what we were saying, and I couldn't quite make it out. They answered and talked like Christians, yet there was something odd about them. Well, whenever I brought up in conversation something about Jesus, they looked a bit frightened, they looked a bit nervous, especially when I talked of the evidence of Jesus' great love for us, and then it became tense. And I sensed an awkwardness coming into our conversation. It wasn't flowing. It was at that point I realized, or maybe it was the Holy Spirit within me gave me witness, that these dear people were looking for salvation in a completely different direction. Yes, they were kind and friendly, religious people, but I did not believe they were born-again Christians. My second introduction to Mormon missionaries was when visiting some backsliding Christians, and they made it quite clear to me they were backsliding. They were no longer going to church, and their beliefs were not as strong as they had been in the past. But they had agreed to have two Mormon missionaries visit them in their own home with an audio-visual presentation of Mormonism and what it was all about. I was invited as a friend to be there with them. The two Mormon elders arrived with a video audio equipment to teach people the Mormon doctrines. I was introduced then as a friend, and so we all sat down to watch and listen. Following the presentation, we entered into discussion, and it was all very polite and lots of smiles. And then I asked them a question. I have a very important question to ask you. Is that okay with you guys? Yeah, far ahead. May I ask you what you teach concerning the difference between two very important Bible words? Which two are you referring to? They asked me. Well, can you tell me what you understand the words grace and mercy mean in the Bible? They seemed to fumble with their answer and said something like, sorry, we haven't got our Webster Book of Words with us. May I then help you? I offered. Why, yes, they replied. So I simply said, God's grace is God giving to us that which we don't deserve, and God's mercy is God withholding from us that which we do deserve. Silence reigned for a few seconds before they made a hurried retreat to get their coats and retreat to the door, saying, we've got another immediate engagement. Sorry, we'll have to go now. The home in which this conversation took place with these two Mormon elders, they told me to call them Elder Number One and Elder Number Two, was owned by two young Christians who were obvious targets, as they were not very well taught in the Christian faith. They stopped attending church services and were neglecting their own personal devotions. So they were weak, they were vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. These two Mormon missionaries were clean, tidy, and indeed smart in their clothing as well as in their manner, and clear in their conversation, and attractive to gullible Christians whom they might meet by going from house to house. So what do you know about the Mormons? I want to help you grasp some fundamental truths concerning them. If you are confronted by them on your own front doorstep, or have them approach you in a busy shopping centre which you frequent regularly, they're there. They're regularly seen there in towns and approach us in a polite and friendly manner, nice smile on their face, and they can catch us off guard. So, having introduced Mormonism to you this time, Next time I want to talk to you about their founder, Joseph Smith, and how the whole organization came into being.